Now, I'm joined in the studio with my guest, my first guest of the day, actually, because, as you know, I've got a busy show today, and it's David Pitchford, and he's from the New Venture Players. Have I said your surname correct?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, well done. I've got it right.
Very few people do.
Oh, yeah, that makes a difference to me. Now, you're with the New Venture Players, and they have been into the studio before, but you've not been in before to Phoenix.
Now, this is my first time. Thanks, Michelle. So, yes. Thanks for the opportunity to come in today.
I'll really appreciate it. With you. Now, you've got... I'm coming to see this tonight. It's A Tale of Two Cities, which is on at the Brentwood Theatre. Now, New Venture Players, if you've never actually gone to see any of the... When you say amateur dramatics and people suddenly get very... every single one that I've ever seen with all the different groups that we've had in here, the performances are fantastic. The production is fantastic. The stage shows are brilliant. I've been to see quite a few over the last few years, and they are like going to see a West End show, most of them. They're absolutely fantastic. So tell us about... You've actually been in quite a few different groups before you came to the New Venture Players. So tell us about some of the other productions you've done in the past, and then we'll talk about A Tale of Two Cities.
Yes, thanks, Michelle. You're absolutely right. Local theatre is great. It's really good. And I appear in plays, but I also go and see a lot of plays, because obviously I know a lot of people in the theatre, and I go to their productions and they come to ours, which is quite nice. Yeah. And you see terrific shows, terrific local shows. I've worked with a number of groups. I've been in local theatre about 12 years now, and I've worked with Brentwood Shakespeare, recently in Julius Caesar at the Brentwood Theatre. I've worked with the Ingo Stone and Frining Group, and with Kites Theatre Group for many years. And with Romford Summer Theatre and Parkside over at Goodmay. So a number of different groups. And, basically, it's very nice to get involved in different shows, meet different people. It's a social thing. We do it. We all do it because we enjoy acting. Like any hobby, you do it because it's something you enjoy doing. It's great to sort of meet lots of people and get involved in all sorts of different shows. And we do all sorts of different things. You know, we do comedies, we do Shakespeare, and obviously this show, Charles Dickens.
You said you've been doing this for 12 years. So had you ever acted before that, or you just suddenly 12 years ago just thought to yourself, actually, I've always wanted to be getting to acting, and you just started doing it? Or where did you get the bug for?
Right, well... I did do some acting at school. In fact, I was a very keen actor in my school days, many, many, many years ago. And so much so that when I was a kid, I was quite keen to become a professional actor. And I was fortunate enough, and I don't tell a lot of people this, so I'm telling you about 700,000 people, whatever it is.
I hope it's a
But I was very fortunate to get myself into the National Youth Theatre when I was a kid, and I did a year with them in a play in London that was hugely successful, and we even actually got it on the telly, which was quite nice. So that was a wonderful experience for me, and it was like a sort of perfect work experience, really, because it gave me a real, true experience of professional theatre. And having done it, I mean, to be honest with you, I love acting. I decided that actually professional theatre wasn't what I wanted to do with my career. So it was a wonderful work experience in a sense, because it helped me sort of focus on the fact that probably it wasn't going to be the long-term career for me. So I love acting, but it wasn't going to be my job.
And then you took a break, and then you came back.
I did a real job. I worked with computers for donkey's years.
Yeah.
Doing every job there is to do with IT, and then got past my sell-by date. They gave me early retirement, which was very kind of them, and I've been involved in acting ever since.
Excellent. I think I'm past my sell-by date quite well. That's what people keep saying to me. A Tale of Two Cities, tell everybody, it's Dickens, so tell everybody the storyline and also what part you play as well.
Right, Tale of Two Cities. Let me first of all say, and I've got to say this anyway, as you know, but it is a fantastic story. When I got cast in this play, I hadn't read Tale of Two Cities, so I thought the first thing I'm going to do is read this book, just so I get a better understanding of what it's all about and the character that I'm playing. And it's a brilliant story, and I would say to anyone listening, if you can't get along and see us in this show, if you've got the time, pick up the book and have a read of it, because it is a fabulous story. It's called Tale of Two Cities, and it's about sort of England and France, effectively London and Paris. But it's really about essentially the French Revolution. And before everyone starts yawning and going to sleep at that point, I have to say that I didn't find the French Revolution a very interesting subject at school. You know, at the end of the day, English history wasn't that interesting, and French history was even less interesting. But it is a fascinating subject, because what you see and what Dickens shows so clearly in this play is the sort of injustices that were suffered by the people in France, the poor people. Terrible injustices, the awful suffering under which they lived. And then the play sort of progresses through to the revolution, and of course all the sort of aristocrats get overthrown and thrown into jail and ultimately sent to the guillotine. But what you see, interestingly enough, and Dickens is very clever at this, I think, is he shows how one sort of injustice is replaced by just a completely different sort of injustice, because the people who are now in command really just kind of, you know, kill people on a whim. You know, they kind of, you know, if your face doesn't fit, well, hard luck. So it's a fascinating story. Interwoven with all of that is a wonderful love story. That you asked me about the part I play. I'm playing a chap called Dr. Manette. Now, for me, this is probably the biggest acting challenge I've faced, I have to say. Dr. Manette, at the opening of the play, has just been discovered, having been imprisoned in the Bastille for 17 years. And as you can imagine, he's not in too good shape after that. In fact, he's kind of lost his mind a bit, and he keeps himself occupied by making shoes, even though he was a physician before he was in prison. And he's kind of, as I say, he's lost his marbles a bit, and he gets restored to life and health. He's get found by his daughter and brought back to England, and he becomes well again. But at different points during the play, as events occur that strike him in a bad way, he sort of reverts back to this poor old shoemaker chap. So it's quite an interesting part to play and quite a challenging part to play. And on top of all that, I have to try and do a French accent. And I have to say that accents have always been challenging for me. Yeah. So it's, you know, hopefully I might try and persuade you, but we'll see.
Excellent. I can't wait to see this tonight. I won't be going, David! I wouldn't do that. I went to see I can't remember, it's Mike Jones who's normally here. He does Thurrock, I think it's the Thurrock Players or something,
right,
like that.
Yes.
And I went to see their production of a Paul Simon play, and that was fantastic. It was just really, I loved it. It was absolutely great, really good. Right. Although he was producing it and not starring in it. So again, just, and I also went to see probably about 2 or 3 years ago with my dad, Fiddler on the Roof. I'd never seen it. And when the curtains closed, if you've ever seen Fiddler on the Roof, you will understand what I mean. I said, they are coming back, and the story is going to be, it's going to be happy, isn't it? My dad went, no, that's the end. But it was amazing. It was just, yes. Me and my dad sort of sat there, and we came out. I said, I feel really miserable now. But it was absolutely breathtakingly brilliant.
Can I just say, Michelle, talking about the ending of this play, and that's one of the big moments in the play. There's a line that you probably might recognise. It is a far, far better thing I do now. That comes from this play. It comes from the very end of this play, in actual fact. There is an actual wonderful act by one of the people in the play. I don't want to say too much about it, 'cause I don't want to give too much away, and otherwise you won't come along. But it shows the human spirit is the highest form, really. So it's quite, you know, quite uplifting in some ways, despite all of the sort of terrible things that are happening around it. The other thing I'll just say very quickly about the play is it's probably the biggest cast play you're going to see at the Brentwood Theatre this year.
Oi.
I don't know if that's a true claim or not, but it's the thing about this play is, you know, there's lots of scenes, lots of characters. There are more than 40 characters in the play.
Wow.
And we've got more than 25 actors taking part playing those characters. In fact, one guy, David, he plays three different people. He opens by playing a coachman, and then later on he's playing a sort of French aristocrat, and then later on after that we see him playing a judge. Mm. And I have to say, he plays them all very well indeed. So I'm just trying to pick just you out, David, but he, you know, I've been very impressed with the way David has dealt with sort of these three different characters that he plays, and there are other people playing sort of several parts. Equally, people like myself, obviously, the part I play, Dr. Mert, I play for the whole production.
Mm. And what's coming up next? Because normally the theatre groups do about 4 productions a year, so what's coming up for you?
2 or 3, but to be honest, I don't know. This is the first production I've done with New Venture.
Yeah.
So I don't know quite what they've got scheduled next, I have to say. You know, we'll sort of wait and see what comes along as you're doing life.
And are they looking for any... I know a lot of the theatre groups that come in and say they can't get young men to come into... If you've got quite a wide range of age groups, they say sometimes it's quite hard to get sort of teenage boys to come in. Oh, you got a bit of paper. What's going on?
Got a bit of paper. Well, I just wanted to say, young ladies listening, we do have some very nice young men for you to come and see in this production. So we've got Neil Gray, who's very well known in the local scene and very good actor, who's won many awards. We've got Richard Spong. And we've got Jake Portsmouth. So, you know, if you're looking for some young male talent, we've got it, girls. but we've got lots of really good acting talent in this play. Many people know of Vernon Keeble Watson, who's sort of a larger-than-life character on the local scene. We've got Wendy Sheard, James Biddles, Vicky Luck, Janet Oliver. Alex Muckersey superbly playing the part of a French wine shop owner, and Lynn Pollitt, and many others. Sorry, I didn't read all the people out, but we've got a big cast. We've got some very, very good acting talent in this play, and we've got some fantastic costumes. And I can tell you one thing I'm certain of, Michelle, is that you will love the costumes.
Oh, you've heard my secret. Well, I will be coming along tonight. It starts at 8 o'clock, but you normally get there about 7:30.
Starts at 8 o'clock, yes. I'm sure there'll be tickets available on the door if you come along. And it's on tonight, tomorrow and Saturday, all at 8 o'clock. And we have a Saturday matinee. So if the evening performance is difficult for you, we've got a Saturday matinee at 2:30. Tickets are £11.54 price, or for concessions for people like me, £9.50.
Excellent, excellent. Well, as I said, I'll be giving you my view tomorrow. My view, I'll be giving you, or will be, I'll be talking about it tomorrow. But it's a great evening out, and I'd say, people say, oh, I don't go to the theatre, but for £11, where can you go and be entertained for £11? It's a great night out, and it's great value as well.
Absolutely right. Switch the telly off. Come out to the theatre. There's no better thing to do of an evening than come to your local theatre.
And they've also got, you can also get into Brentwood Theatre. It's accessible if you're in a wheelchair, and they've also got parking as well, and they've got, the most importantly, a bar.
I have a bar, yes.
which serves lovely alcohol. There we go. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Michelle. I really appreciate
John
it.
John is going to be listening to this probably later on, so do you want to give him a message?
John, I know your terrible secret, mate, and we'll talk about it later.
There we go. Right, 10:42, thanks very much to my guest. Don't forget, coming up at 11:30, Sylvia Kent is here with the book club. I'll be back with some ads after this.